Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to ICE Ministries, an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. We're your hosts, are Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. Praise God. We would just like to welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio ICE Ministry program. You can listen to us on www.blogtalkradio.com, also Facebook and Twitter. But the number you can begin calling us at is 1-646-716-8255. 1-646-746-9519. That number again, 1-646-716-9519. That's for prayer and announcements and just to talk to us on the program, praise God. You are welcome to the ICE Ministry broadcast.
Other times they recognize the voice and woe. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And an old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now. He said, we don't have to wait until Monday morning to sing. And we sing songs that you never heard in your life.
And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind,
I'm gonna listen and tell you what he's saying. One more time, can he tell it?
Praise God, y'all. We're going to give God a worthy praise because God has been so good to us that we cannot tell it all. We're going to start now with prayer with Deacon Tally. Deacon Roy Tally, are you available for prayer?
Oh,
praise
yes.
God.
Yeah, we're going to sing in that heavenly choir.
Yes.
Oh, one of these days.
Yes, yes.
Well, you don't have to worry about if you don't... miss a note.
Right.
It's not going to even matter.
You're right.
It's all going to sound wonderful.
Yes.
Singing in that heavenly choir.
Oh, yes. But you know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And all that he's done for all of us, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for coming into my life, saving us. Those of you who are saved, go ahead for prayer, Deacon. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. All right. Come on
now. Angela Taylor, she likes to include everybody.
Yes.
But what I think of the goodness of Jesus, what he done for me.
All right. Come on now.
I don't care about what he done for nobody else.
Come on now.
What he done for me.
Come on now. Praise God.
My soul.
Your soul. Hallelujah. My soul.
Cries out. Hallelujah.
Cries out.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
For me.
Amen. What you know about Jesus? I say he's all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes. I know she tried to include the audience and everybody else in that, but this is a personal thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead now, Deacon. Amen.
Hey, Heavenly Father, thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for coming. Let us see another day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Day that we haven't seen before.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings.
Yes, sir.
Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you today.
We thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you for a wonderful day today.
We
nice
thank you.
Sunny.
Oh, beautiful
no,
day today.
No bad weather.
Uh-huh.
No cold weather.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was like it was summertime.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank
we
you.
Thank you. But, Lord,
we know
you control the seasons.
With the wind blowing, thank you, Jesus.
We don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we do know who holds tomorrow.
We know who holds tomorrow.
Thank
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, we would like for you to bless the president, bless him to be able to come up under acknowledgement of what he needs to do and how to do it. Lord, bless our vice president.
Yes.
Bless our
yes.
senators, Lord.
Senators,
our yes. councilmen, Lord. Lord, all our national leaders, hallelujah. Bless them, Lord.
Bless them.
Give them what you need them to do for America, the USA.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because
thank
on
you.
All our currency it says, in God we trust.
In God we trust.
Lord, we want to keep on trusting in you. Lord, we want to keep on believing in you. Lord, bless the bishops. Hallelujah. Bless the, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, superintendents.
Superintendent.
All the pastors. The apostles.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have leadership and control with you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Lord, let us all be willing vessels. Let us learn to work the work that you have sent us to do.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Us be able to be patient and understanding with others. And, Lord, help us to keep our mind on the right things. Help
yes,
us to
Lord.
Stay focused, Lord.
Focus, Lord.
Help us to stay focused,
focus
Lord.
On you.
Yes, Lord.
Focused on you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you.
Lord, bless our children. Lord, bless each and every one. Hallelujah. From the little bitty kids on
oh,
up
yes.
to the elderly. Bless, Lord.
Bless, Lord.
Lord, we're just asking you to keep on blessing us, Lord. Hallelujah. For what you've done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And what you're going to do, Lord.
What you're going to do.
Lord, we're thanking you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been you're just so good to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you're better to us than, like as I said, we're better than when we've been to ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Lord, forgive,
Lord. We just can't
Lord.
Thank you enough.
Yes, Lord. Forgive Lord, us, Lord.
Lord, if I had 10,000
yes,
tongues,
Lord.
I'd just
yes,
to praise you with everyone.
Everyone, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, give us the praise
thank
that
you,
worthy
Lord.
Praise. Lord, we thank
Lord, you're
you.
So worthy.
And forgive us, Lord.
You're so worthy.
Forgive, Lord. Forgive. Forgive,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Help all of us to come in control. Come up under your control, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deacon Tally, are you ready to go to us and read the scriptures that you have for us tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Read the scriptures, Lord. We're having a little musical difficulties. Praise God. But the Lord can come on in and bless our souls real
Amen.
Good, Deacon. You know, I was thinking today, hallelujah, Deacon, before you start with the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
How good God is.
How good God is.
And I was
is.
Just thanking God for his grace and mercy. For he brought us all from a mighty long ways. All we got to do is be thankful and ask God to forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God to help you. Ask God to save you. Deacon, go ahead with your scripture.
Amen.
Because he will do it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I thank God for his feelings, Deacon.
Yes.
He's filling me the more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I thank him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead, Deacon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't get enough of saying hallelujah. Can't stop it. Can't stop. Praise God.
Yeah. We read the scriptures today from John chapter 4.
All right. And Dick, who are we going to be talking about today?
About the woman at the wheel.
All right, praise God.
My Bible says the woman at Jacob's wheel.
Praise God.
Amen. This is from the King James Version. It says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Amen.
That's
the 12th verse, Jesus. Yeah, I'm on number 10 now.
Number 10, okay.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is that saith to thee, give me a drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as well as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call your thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands.
All right.
And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive thee art a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in the mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship thy father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Verses 1 through 24.
Amen. Beautiful, Deacon. You know,
amen.
We know that John, the author of John, was John the Apostle,
mm-hmm.
praise God, Deacon. And you know, this book, hallelujah, it tells of many triumphs and things that people have overcome. And But what it's talking about, the God love for each of us so much that he gave his son so that anyone believing in Jesus shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Miracles are not only to heal, but also as a sign of pointing to Jesus. God expects us to love not only him,
mm-hmm.
but also our neighbors.
Yeah.
Christ fully understands our hurts. He paid the supreme price to heal them. The Holy Ghost gives us, Deacon, an eternal peace which the world cannot manufacture or purchase, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We think of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And also, and what all he's done for me. Deacon, you say talk about me. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All that he's done for me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, because you know you got a testimony.
Amen. Hallelujah. We know. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody can't tell about his goodness, but you can.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Deacon we're talking about tonight, hallelujah. Jesus meet a Samaritan woman at the well.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
A Samaritan woman is thought to be a lower class woman than the Jews.
Yes, yes.
They were looked down upon as lower class or you know. You know, not
kind of like
socializing with the Jewish society.
Right, right.
But Jesus, he said to Jesus, everybody is equal.
Come on now, yes
you know,
they are. We are. We all are.
He knew what he asked his lady for water. This
was
a Samaritan.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He knew all about it.
Yes. Yes.
And he wanted to prophesize to her.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted to let her know that he's God for the Samaritans as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, and this is the message he wanted to give this lady. You know.
But Deacon, I was just thinking about hallelujah. Now, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto her, "Give me a drink."
Give me a drink.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, go ahead, Deacon, on that eighth verse.
Eighth verse.
Praise God. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to
buy
meat.
So it was just Jesus and the lady at the well.
Then said the woman
one-on-one of
Samaria
mm-hmm.
unto him, "How is it that thou, being
a
Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans."
Mm-hmm.
Praise
yeah.
God.
She thought that was kind of odd for him
yeah.
to ask her for a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Deacon, mm-hmm. "If thou knewest the gift of God,
uh-huh.
and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me a drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water," Deacon. Hallelujah. He said, "Living water." Hallelujah, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Deacon. The woman said unto him,
He said, "You need to be asking me for a drink."
All right, now. Come on now.
Yeah. He said, "You need to be asking me for a drink, because the drink I give you is going to last a lifetime."
Come on now. Come on now. But then the Samaritan, the woman, said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?"
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking the question now.
Yeah.
And then, "Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again," praise God.
Uh-huh.
"But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him in him as well of water,
springing
up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Deacon, go ahead, read what the woman said, Deacon.
Then the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water.
Come on now, she wants that water.
Like, she wanted, hey, if this water is this good, give me, give me some of this water.
I don't want no more water. Come on, give it to me.
And this is where Jesus started prophesying too.
Come on, Jesus said,
go call your husband. He knew she didn't have a husband when he
said
that.
He knew it. Yeah. He knew all about her.
Yeah.
Come on, that Deacon. She thought it was a prophet. Come on, Deacon.
And the woman said to him, I have no husband.
Come on.
But because she told the truth, she could have said, oh, well, my husband's in,
at home, or at work, or whatever.
She stayed with this man, but he wasn't her husband.
Yeah.
So said, but she told the truth.
Yeah.
And she said Jesus was glad that she told the truth.
He said,
but thou had five husbands, and he whom now is not thy husband is a said it, you said it thou truly.
Amen.
So you told the truth.
Okay. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead now, Deacon.
Yeah, she said, this man must be, he didn't know everything about
me. Come on, he already know about me. Okay, how do he know? He's not nobody I socialize with or I talk to.
Yeah.
He doesn't know nothing about me.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
All right.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
All right. Come
Amen.
On. Ye worship, ye know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit, hallelujah.
In spirit.
And in truth, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Go ahead, Deacon. God is a spirit. Worship him, 24th verse.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah. Deacon, the Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost Spirit.
That's our comforter,
That's
Deacon.
That's the comforter, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we must worship him in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Yeah.
We can't worship him just out here, just any kind of way. But we got to worship him in the Spirit.
Yes, if you want a closer walk with him.
Come
gotta,
on now.
Yeah, you got to get it into the spirit realm.
Yeah, you got to get that salvation.
Yeah.
You got to get salvation from the Lord.
Yes, see.
Because salvation is the only free thing, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
The only free thing we have today. Used to say water was free. No.
Water
is
ain't free no more.
Not no more.
No, sir.
You have to pay for water. Praise God. Amen.
One thing is free is the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost is free.
All you got to do is talk to the Lord. Ask him to forgive us.
Ask.
Knock.
He said he would not hold any good thing from you if you ask.
All you got to do is ask him.
Uh-huh.
He'll do it.
Amen.
Don't make it hard. Don't make it hard.
No, it's not
just
hard.
Say, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
Forgive me, Jesus.
Lord, I believe you died on the cross.
I believe you died.
For my sin.
Yes.
Forgive me.
And you
me.
Rose on
and
that
you
third
day. Rose again.
Come on, now, Jesus.
On that third day.
Yes.
With that declaration, you're saved. And then you seek the Holy Ghost from there.
Come on now.
Praise
God.
The Lord just
ask. anointing, your Holy Ghost Spirit.
When you go to just say, Lord, fill me with your
Spirit.
Fill
me, Lord. Fill me, Lord.
Fill me with your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord will do just what
yes,
you
have to do. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Hallelujah.
He will.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your holy anointing, Lord.
Thank
and
you.
Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for coming into the service, Lord. We thank you for helping us to be able to read with the understanding, hallelujah.
Amen.
Read and know what we're reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, yeah. We thank you.
Yeah, a lot of the text in the King James is difficult to read, but the Lord will give you
the understanding. Yes, He will. You have to pray for it.
You have to pray for understanding.
Yes,
and
yes.
All you're getting,
yes.
Get an understanding.
Get an understanding.
You know,
yes.
I mean, you can read some of these other versions. You can read the NIV. You can read, you know, to kind of
help you along.
But in all you're getting, get a good understanding
yes,
of what this word
yes,
is saying.
Yes.
You know, get in a good Bible-based church.
Yes, yes, yes.
And just study this word.
Yes, yes,
yes.
And then you don't have to you can read for yourself. You went to school. You got an education. Why not read the Bible? We read books. We read stories. We look at TV stories.
Yes.
Well, hey, enlighten yourself. Read the Bible. And picture it for yourself as though you were there on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
As though you were there back there in that time.
Mm-hmm.
Picture yourself.
Amen.
As watching Adam and Eve, God created heaven and the earth. You know what? When you think about Jesus, all the things that He do, hallelujah, you will be astounded at all of the remarkable stuff that Jesus and God has done.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes when I'm reading this Bible, it's hard to put it down. It's like a good novel.
Come on.
Just one thing leads to another.
Come on now.
And you just don't know where to stop.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
Because, you know, and
Deacon, they say this Bible is a recipe book, Deacon, for living, for healing.
Mm-hmm.
For living right, praise God. For the Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
Yes.
Basically, this Bible help us when we are in sorrow.
Yes.
Help us when we don't have a friend, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Help us when we have sin, Deacon.
Yes.
It helps us when we worry. It helps us when we're in danger.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us when it seems like everything is far away. It helps us to stir our faith when our faith needs stirring, Deacon.
Yes.
Helps us when we're lonely and when we're fearful, Deacon.
Lonely, yes.
It helps us to grow out of the bitter and critical stage, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to fall down and get back up.
Get back up.
If we fall down, the Bible helps us to read and get ourselves back up. It helps us with peace and rest. Deacon, hallelujah.
Peace and rest.
It helps us to know that God is a supreme God. Help us to know that God is bigger than anything. Help us to know that we Christians can get assurance, Deacon. It helps us to narrow down our prayers and selfishness, Deacon. Because some of us can be so selfish, Deacon.
Amen.
Amen. Help us with courage for our tasks on a daily basis. The Bible is a miraculous, it says the most treasured book on the earth. The Holy Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
We will let you hear a little of this from John P. Key, and we will be back with our announcements.
Oh.
go into the announcement part. Praise God. The announcements for tonight. We want each and everyone to listen to ICE Ministries on www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to Twitter and Facebook, and you can find us on there. Praise God. And remember to pray one for another.
Yes.
Remember to pray for the sick and the shut in. Remember to pray for the bereaved families.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, hallelujah, because time is winding up.
Time is winding up.
Remember to pray, hallelujah.
Yes.
Find yourself fasting on your fast day. Find yourself talking a little bit more with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Find yourself reading a little bit more in your Holy Bible.
Yes.
Find yourself walking upright in Christ. Find yourself helping somebody. Praise God.
Amen. That is so true, yes. And the way of announcements, the only thing that we have is
to call 211 for emergency housing. 911 is for emergency calls,
mm-hmm.
the police and
Amen.
Different things down 911. Praise God.
And our little weather forecaster, Ariana's got a birthday next month.
Yes, she does.
The 12th of next month.
Of April.
She's got another birthday. So y'all just pray
our little teenager.
Pray
for
our little teenagers.
Yes.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all just kind of, you know, it's good. Give her a word of prayer.
Yes. And then we got our other grandkids. They all going to help her celebrate.
Yeah, they're going to help her celebrate
yes,
her 14th.
Yes, they will.
Her 13th or 14th?
13th.
13th birthday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we hanging on in there.
So
they pulling us. They're going to get old.
Yeah,
we're getting old. Tired.
These grandkids are going to keep you going.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But you know what, Deacon? I thank God for the grandkids and for family.
Amen.
Thank God for family, y'all.
Thank
Praise God.
God.
We thank
family.
God for family.
Yeah.
Deacon, invite.
We can always do that. Our church, Strong Tower, Church of God in Christ, our pastor, Elder Leonard Peoples. First Lady, Sister Vivian Peoples, you're certainly welcome to join us every Sunday morning, Sunday school 9:15 a.m., and church service starts at 11 a.m., so anytime you're in the Garland area, our church is at 2214 South Jupiter Road in Garland, Texas, Suite 240. So just drop in on us anytime and worship with us in Garland, Texas.
Pastor Ella Leonard and District Missionary Vivian Peoples,
mm-hmm.
pastor and wife of that church. Praise God. Strong Tower.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you again for blessing us within this program. Lord, you came and you was with us during this program. We can feel your presence,
Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord, you said when two or three are joined together, you'd be a God in the midst.
Yes.
Thank you for being in our midst today. And Lord, until we meet again at the appointed time, you go with us, Lord. You order our steps.
Yes.
Ward off any heard, seen, and unseen dangers as we go up and down the dangerous highways
Lord.
And byways.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Y'all, I want everybody to try to be a better person than what you are. God is wanting to do something for us. He want to change our lives. Y'all, let God in. Let him come on in and bless you real good. No matter how bad the storm gets, you know, we know every day we have troubles and trials and tribulations. But when it comes upon us, help us to consult with Jesus. Help us to say, Jesus, help me. Help us to be able to grow up and be strong soldiers for the Lord. We got to be strong soldiers and let the Lord know we are there. So ask God to forgive you of your sins. Ask God to give you salvation. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, as we used to call it. Praise God. For no weapons formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good night, everyone. We love you. And join us again next week.
Next Sunday,
9 p.m. Ice Ministries on Blog Talk Radio.
And the number to call, y'all, if y'all want to call us on the program, it's 1-646-716-9519. Deacon, give them the Ice Ministries telephone number for
Amen.
Ice Ministries. Praise
yeah,
God.
If you want to call us during the week, a prayer,
tell
us about an announcement you want us to make, call us up. The number is 972-632-8069. That's 214.
Oh, you said 972.
Did I say 972?
Yeah, you said.
I'm sorry. 214.
Yes, sir. I thought we were doing something wrong.
632-8069.
Get that
214.
Number. 214-632-8069.
Ice Ministry, Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine.
Amen. Deacon, what you know about Jesus? I know he's all right with me. Praise God. Y'all, hold on to your faith. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let God lead you. Listening audience, for listening to Ice Ministries. We appreciate y'all listening to us. And we love you dearly, but just hold on to God. Don't let go. And help somebody. Help somebody. Praise God. We look forward to talking with you again next week. Praise God. Bringing the ministry for you to listen to. Praise God. And y'all can help us out by calling Ice Ministry. Praise God. Good night, everyone. We'll see you again next week.